Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bart Winkler, a part of the Infinity Sports Network, weeknights, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. here on 1250 a.m. The Fan, former morning show host here on The Fan as well. Bart, thanks for coming on, buddy. How are you?
Good. What are we picking? What are we picking tonight?
I don't know. I haven't got to that point yet. I don't know. I'm so disheartened by this. I start the show. We start doing prize picks on the show, and I go into the tank. Prior to starting the show, I'm doing prize picks, and I was doing just fine. I won like four in a row. I was feeling all good. I was like, oh, we're going to get on the radio. We're going to do this on the radio. And here we go, and I promptly lost four in a row. Disheartening.
Go with some Wendell Carter for the Magic.
Wendell Carter, you like?
Sure. Why not?
Why Wendell Carter? You better have a good reason for this.
Him or the other guy is Derrick Jones Jr. because they're playing more in the playoffs, and I don't know if the numbers that they give you have reflected that yet. So I would look there for those two guys.
Look there first. All right, we'll do that once we get done talking with you here. Bart, first things first, we were just talking about Patrick Beverley. And everything that played out, I blamed a bunch of different people for not doing different things and stepping in into both situations. Would you want Patrick Beverley back, knowing that he's probably going to be suspended, and any PR fallout that may happen here locally about how he acted?
By the time that we get to that point and the regular season with whatever suspension, I think a lot of this will go under the bridge. I think what's been stupid about the last 24 hours, we're not even to that point yet, but what's been stupid is they lost last night. You know, okay, they lose. It's the fallout. It's all this reaction. And now Patrick Beverley, I don't condone anything he did last night. I don't condone a single thing of it. However,
I knew there was a however or a but. One of the two were coming.
The way that he is being vilified, where even like Draymond Green is trying to lecture this man. Draymond Green, you punched a teammate in the face. You kick opposing players in the crotch.
Come on, that's your guy. Don't be going after your own guy like that.
He's going after one of my guys now. I got to stay true to the 414 in matters like this.
That's good. Okay, look, at least we have that going for us here in the 414. We still got Bart on our side, so that's good. I agree with you. Everybody's going after him. Barkley went after him on TV last night. That's another case of you must be joking. Either way, I really question whether or not this team is going to let him come back. I think Doc Rivers has say over the roster for certain, no question. But with this one here, it may be Edens and Fagan and so forth going, nope, he's not going to be attached to our organization anymore. We do not want to deal with this.
Maybe. I don't think it'll be like one thing, though. I think it'll be a collection of things. I'd be really surprised if they have a meeting and they're like, oh, he was mean to that reporter. Let's not.
And he threw basketballs at fans, don't forget.
Oh, yeah, he did whip a 75-mile-an-hour fastball at an old lady.
He threw it twice. And this was my issue. You had teammates on either side of him. And first of all, if you throw a basketball at me, I'm not giving it back to you. Like, that's just not happening if I'm a fan. They throw it back to him, and then he chucks it again. And there are teammates on either side of him that did nothing to try and stop it. Nothing. They just watched him do it.
So has there been any, because in the moment, of course, it was great. But has there been any indication or anything that has happened that would have, are we better off just losing game 5?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, we got to see Dame come back. It's like, okay, I mean, he's working hard. Good for him. He got to play the game. And then I think he gave a nice quote last night about, you know, he's excited for next year. But other than that, I mean, I don't think anything positive has happened.
No, nothing.
Winning that game.
No, I agree with you. Nothing positive happened with game 6 whatsoever. So there, I'm with you 100%. What about this roster now kind of going forward, Bart, as far as who do you think still is on this Bucks roster looking ahead to next year?
I think what's hard about trying to move these guys, and I really want to see Middleton, Giannis, Damian Lillard core. I know that they're all on the wrong side of 30, as we would say, but I don't really want to see those guys moved. So then what do you move? You can move Brooke because he's an expiring contract. A lot of these other guys, they're all like, this is the John Horst special where they sign him to deals and then give a player option. So I don't know if that makes it, I think that makes it harder to trade some of these guys. Like Bobby Porter's on a player option, Pat Connaughton the following year, a player option. You would look at trading those guys, but again, this is a case of where we always do this, where if we're so desperate to trade somebody and get them out of here, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be other teams that are, you know, banging the door down to get them.
So correct.
I don't know what kind of value any of these guys are going to come with. I don't know what team thinks they might be a Bobby Portis away from achieving their goals. So it's going to be hard to move off these guys.
What about the idea that a lot of fans have of, I want to get younger. I had one person call up earlier and say that he wants Andre Jackson starting and he wants a young guy starting and he wants Brooke Lopez coming off the bench as a backup instead.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do you think that works with Doc Rivers as head coach?
I think a lot of this is a non-starter. I don't think that they're going to do that. I think that they're going to play the veterans more. We've been looking for the last 5 years for these young guys to play more. And I think a lot of it's a case of, okay, maybe Marjon Beauchamp wasn't the guy. Maybe DJ Wilson wasn't the guy. Maybe some of these guys weren't the guy, but they also don't get run. They don't get the exposure. They don't get the minutes. So yeah, we like Andre Jackson Jr. Okay. It'd be better if he started over the Malik Beasley's of the world, I suppose. But I don't know that even that is going to change anything. There has to be some sort of way to, it's not just about him, it's about the whole team. They have to be younger, they have to be more competitive, and they have to be healthy. They can't.
No, not they. Not they. No. Giannis has to be healthy. We keep saying they. No, it's not they, it's Giannis.
So I wish for in this life, besides somehow retiring by the time I'm 50.
Now, Rami wanted to retire when he was 25, so at least you have bigger goals than Rami. That's good.
Well, I want to retire right now, but I got to be a little realistic.
What are you going to do if you retire right now? What are you going to do?
Oh, I'll play Prize Picks all day.
Oh, you're going to be loaded and retire. Okay. Okay.
I'll hang out at the bar with Tim Shea.
Be like 400 pounds, but hey, that's cool. Do what you got to do. All right, go ahead.
No, I'll get my steps in. I'll still get my steps in.
Get your steps in. Walk in to get the next drink. Yes. All right. Yeah. All right. So anyways, go ahead.
What was the question?
Go ahead. Yeah, well, we're just talking about this whole thing with Doc Rivers and how this works with a younger roster, and he's not going to play him, and he's going to play vets. And
oh, Giannis
staying healthy, yes.
I'm trying to bait some guy from The Ringer to come on my show tonight. He won't respond. But there's a lot of these, when is the breakup coming kind of articles. And I just wish that is such low-hanging fruit that's so irrelevant. If you want to have an article about Giannis, do a little bit of work and be like, what is happening? Why is he not healthy in the playoffs? Is he playing too hard? Is his body breaking down? What is happening here? Instead of being like, huh, his contract's up in 15 years. Let's get him to New York City. It's just so lame and lazy, and it's infuriating. And I think, you know, we are such easy bait and easy targets that we fall for it and complain about it. So I think we're the problem maybe too.
All right. So what do we do then? How do we protect him? Do we just not play him in the month of April? Is that how we protect Giannis from Giannis? How do you get him into the postseason and then try to keep him healthy in the postseason? We're talking about 4 out of 5 years here. Like, you know, people make fun of, oh, put him in bubble wrap and make sure he doesn't get hurt. But I'm telling you, I don't know how you do it because every year it's something different. It's the back, it's the knee, it's the calf. It's never the same thing twice. It's easier to deal with if it's Christian Watson and it's a hamstring, or Clay Matthews and it's a hamstring. Okay, that's one centralized area you have to figure out how to kind of control and fix. With Giannis, it's all different areas. Every year it's something different.
Is there a legitimate argument against what I'm about to say where you don't play Dame Middleton or Giannis until the All-Star break? Because your record will probably, I mean, I don't know that it's, I don't know what it will be. But you get those guys back. If you can, or make it January, but figure out a way, we don't need home court advantage. We don't do anything with it.
I agree.
So as long as you're the 60, as long as you're in, and that is a little extreme, but I don't think, you know, he's not going to get the MVP because people have already tired of him doing that. So, and he had a 65 game nonsense. I guess you want all NBA, sure. But it's just like, what is this regular season is so long. And if that's where these guys are getting hurt, by the time we get to the playoffs, when the Bucks are playing these younger teams that have been able to stay healthy, it's like the Miami Heat got to a finals last year because the Bucks were injured. The Indiana Pacers are playing in the second round because the Bucks were injured. Like, we're doing these other teams favors. So I don't know that you make it that extreme, but there's got to be, like, some sort. I just think every night in the regular season, it is a rehearsal. It is not the real performance. You have to be thinking about the playoffs, and we get caught up. We get caught up. Fans get caught up. The team gets caught up in regular season success when it does not matter. Even when there's a tournament in the regular season, that does not matter.
Right.
The Darvin Ham has become the first in-season tournament champion to be fired as a head coach. It does not matter.
I hadn't thought about that, but that is kind of funny. That is exactly true. That just tells you about the relevance of what that thing really means at the end of the day. This is the other thing about it. From Doc Rivers' standpoint, how much control do you give him over this roster?
Well, I think you're in the Doc Rivers business, so I think that you're in the Doc Rivers business. I think that that's what you're doing here.
So if you're Edens and Fagan and Horace, you let him kind of pick what he wants.
If you wanted to fire Adrian Griffin for a different coach, you could have done that at any time. But they specifically set out to get Doc Rivers, so they must want to be a part of that. So I don't mind him having a little more sway. I believe his comments that he wants to bring a title here. You know, there's a lot of relationships he has with guys throughout the league that, you know, like the Patrick Beverleys of the world, for better or for worse. So I would be willing to let him have a little bit of a greater say. And maybe it's because we think that Giannis runs this team too. Maybe it'd be better if it was more of the coach.
Yeah,
maybe
I agree.
It'd be better if it was more of the elder statesman of the two. So I think, since you're in the Doc Rivers business, you don't get in the Doc Rivers business and then, like, go halfway. You wanted this guy. You wanted everything that comes with him. So, yeah, it's his team as much as it is anybody else's.
Yep, I'm with you. He is Bart Winkler. Check him out. Weeknights right here on 1250 AM The Fan. And, of course, it is the Bart Winkler Show. You can follow him on Twitter at Bart Winkler Show as well. Bart, thanks so much for coming on, my friend. Appreciate it.
All right, always a pleasure. Be good, bud.
Absolutely. Take care. There he is, Bart Winkler, off to his weekend he goes. Actually, he doesn't, because I believe he's on the air tonight at 9 o'clock, so his weekend hasn't officially started yet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.